Kuf Chaf Alf, the last blot of Maseches Pesachim. Thank you again to Pini for sponsoring breakfast this morning. So let's, we need around 30 seconds to finish Masechta. So the end of Kuf Chaf Amabez, the Gemara tells us, HaPigav HaNosim Etames Yadayim. So the mission yesterday's daf said that when the carbon becomes a pigle, where its nose are left out, the din is metamis yadayim. It's metamis and a din derabanan. So, what was the reason why they instituted a din tuma mid derabanan? So, the Gemara explains that Rav Huna, Rav Chista, both of them had a machlokas. Chadamar mishum chajde kuhuna, vechadamar mishum atzle kuhuna. One was because of they were choshed that the Kohanim were having the wrong thoughts. We'll look at Rashi in just a second, Rashbam in just a second. And the other one was because the Kohanim were lazy. So, look at the Rashbam, the last two Rashbams on the page here. He says, Chadamar mishum chajde kuhuna. That this is referring to, there's no real machlokas, it's actually talking about two different instances. So the reason why there was tumas yadayim when it comes to pigol, where choshed, the kohen had the wrong machshava, he thought about the animal to be eaten, b'shelo b'zmano, or shelo b'mkomo, that's pigol. So that's choshed kuna. And the other opinion, that's because of atzle kuna, because they were lazy, says Rashbam, Chadamar mishum atzle kuna lekaman mifarsh da'anosakar. They were lazy in not finishing the food, and therefore is left out. That was because of nosar. V'lo pligi, says Rashbam, ela chad mifarsh taima depigo, v'chadamar chad mifarsh taima denosar. So the Gemara says further now. So Gemara explains, Chadamar kezayis, Chadamar kebeta. There's also machlokas, seemingly machlokas, but it's really no machlokas. One's talking about the size of a kezayis, one side of a kebeta. In other words, how much of the nosar, how much of the pigel has to be there for to mitame the hands of the quantum? So one holds if there's a kezayis of the nosar and pigel, it's mitame. The other one felt if it's a kebeta, it would be mitame. So the Gemara explains now on daf kuf chav aleph, chad tani a pigel, chad tani a nosar. One of them was referring to pigel, one was referring to nosar. Man the tani a pigel, mishim chashte kuna. The one who felt that they're explaining the reason of pigel because they're choshed the kohanim that they're having the wrong machshavos. And the man, the other one who felt the tanya nosar, he, the one who's explaining the brayis of the mishnah that was referring to the nosar's matami sadaim, he gave a different reason of mishim atzle kuna, in that they were lazy and therefore is left out. It was left out because of nosar. Just look at Rashbam. Rashbam explains in the top here, chad tana a pigel, chad tana nosar. Chad mefarish time of the masis in my time of pigel matami sadaim. The chad mefarish taima demasnisin my taima nosar mitame sedaim mishum chashtei kuhuna, explains Rashbam, gozer chacham tuma, there goes their tuma shelo yifkaluhu beratzon lahafsid es abaylim v'yomu shogigin hayinu. So they shouldn't willingly, the Kohanim shouldn't willingly be mefagel kohen and cause a loss to the baal and say, oh, we were shogig, we made a mistake. Rabbeinu mefarish o tam acher, another reason, says he, quotes from his Rabbeinu, the fisha shlomim heim vein lekohen behen el chazei v'shok. So interesting. So when shlomim are normally brought, so the baal gets most of it, and the kohen only gets a chazei v'shok. A chatas, however, the kohen gets to eat everything. So what they would do is they would shech the mezid for the shem chatas, so that they should be able to eat everything. But the Rashbam says he doesn't agree with the pshat of his rebbe. V'lo nihira, d'ein pigel ela b'shochet amnas lecho mimenu chutz lezmanu. That's not called pigel. That's just doing the wrong carbon. Pigel's only when shlo bezmano. Vashochet shlomim l'shem chatas ein kan pigel elo shlo alu l'baylim l'shem chova. Either way, this is the explanation that there's no machlokas. One's explaining the reason behind pigel. One's explaining the reason why nosar is metabes adayim. So then the Gemara says further back inside, three lines down, chadamar kezayis v'chadamar kebeta. So this machlokas about whether or not the shear is kezayis, that's metame, or the shear kebeta is metame, the Gemara explains, man the amar kezayis, the one who gives a kezayis is explaining ki isuro, that the isur of achila of nosar, the isur achila pigel is kezayis, so almost every isur achila is always a kezayis, and the one who gave the explanation of the kebeta, man the amar kebeta, kitumaso, the din of tuma in general. When is Tumas Ochlin? When can Tumas Ochlin be metame other people? When it's the size of a kebeta. So one was thought that Tumas Yadayim was modeled after the Isser, which is the Shir Kezayis. One felt is modeled after Tuma in general, which is the size of a kebeta. Okay, let's do this mission, the last mission of the Masechta. Berech Birchas HaPesach Pater Shel Zevach. Berech Es Shel Zevach Lo Pater Es Shel Pesach Divrei Rabbi Shmuel. So there's a carbon Pesach, and according to the first pshat of the Rashbam, there's a carbon Chagiga. So each one required its own bracha. We'll look at in just a second the Rashbam. If you said the bracha on Pesach, it would exempt the bracha on Zevach as well, and Chagiga as well. But if you said the other way around, if you said the bracha on the Zevach, that would not exempt the bracha or the Karm Pesach. So look at the Rashbam. Rashbam, the first one on the Mishnah, he says, Masnisin birchas a Pesach u birchas a zevach mefarish b'tosefta, eiz a birchas a Pesach, baruch ata Hashem elokinu me'alcholam asher k'desham b'mitzos v'itzonu l'echol a Pesach, and eiz u birchas Hazevach is Baruch Ata Hashem Elokeinu Me'acholam Asher K'desham B'mitzvos V'Tzivanu Lechol Hazevach. So these are two different karbonos. V'hai Zevach, says Rashbam, is Hainu Chagigas Yudalad Haba Im HaPesach. That's what we refer to as a Zevach. He gives another pshat. Maybe Zevach is referring to generally Inami Nedarim V'Nedavos Shehikriv Er Pesach V'Ochlem B'Leila Pesach. That they're shechted, they're brought on Er Pesach, but they're eaten Leil Pesach. Either way, the Zevach is either the Chagiga or generally Nedarim and Nedava. So we'll see in the explanation of the Gemara in just a second why the Bracha Pesach exempts the Bracha of Zevach, but vice versa would not work. That's all according to Shitas Rabbi Yishmael. Rabbi Kiva says at the end of the Mishnah, Rabbi Kiva Omer, Lozu Potar Tazu, Potar Zu, Velozu Potar Zu. They're both mutually exclusive karbanos, mutually exclusive brachas, and one will not exempt the other one. So what's the explanation? So the Gemara explains, Kishatim Salomar the Divrei Rabbi Yishmael, when you try to understand the reason of Rabbi Yishmael, the real, the Nakuda is Zrika Bichlal Shvicha, Velo Shvicha Bichlal Zrika. What does that mean, Shvicha and Zrika? So the din is that the Psukim explain, if you remember, we learned this in the middle of the Masechta, that after the Karban, where the Karban Pesach, rather, you do a Shvicha, you pour the blood, as opposed to other Karbanos, you Zorik, you sprinkle, you throw the blood. So the din is that although Karban Pesach is done with Shvicha by pouring the blood, the lach would be if you did it Bezrika, it wouldn't work. Karban Pesach must be done with Shvicha, but you can't do Bezrika. But the other way around, all other Karbanos that are supposed to be done Bezrika, if they were done B'Shvicha, it actually would be acceptable. So we see that it works in one direction, not the other direction. So that's the idea here, that since the Karban Pesach must be done Shvicha, it's not Bechlal Zrika, so if you set a carbon on the Zevach, that won't include the Karban Pesach. Karban Pesach is completely isolated from the Zevach. But the other way around, the Karban Pesach is done B'Shvicha, if other Karbanos were done B'Shvicha as well, but the evidence, it would be acceptable. So you see other Karbanos are Bechlal Pesach, just like it's Bechlal Pesach in terms of Shvicha, it's also Bechlal Pesach in terms of the Bracha. That's his understanding. So back in time, just read down the Gemara. Kishatim Salomar, when you try to understand, according to Divrei Rabbi Yishmael, Zrika is Bechlal Shvicha, which is another way of saying Karbanos are Bechlal the halachas of Pesach, Bein B'Shvicha, Bein B'Bracha, but Velo Shvicha Bechlal Zrika, but Shvicha of Pesach is not Bechlal Zrika, nor is Bechlal the Bracha. But according to Divrei Rabbi Kiva, he says, no, Lo Shvicha Bechlal Zrika, Velo Zrika Bechlal Shvicha. These are mutually exclusive. The Shvicha doesn't work for the Zrika of the Karbanos, and the Zrika doesn't work for the Shvicha of the Karban Pesach. They're both separate in terms of Zrika and Shvicha, and they're also both separate in terms of the Brachas. Now let's turn the page to the final last lines, the final sugya. This sugya seems to be completely at random here. We'll see the Rashbam, his understanding why the sugya is here, and then we'll explain the Ben Yehoyada. So what's the Gemara talking about? The last Amud of Maseches Pesachim, Rabbi Simlai Iklai the Bidyon HaBen. One time, Rabbi Simai, he shows up to a Pidyon HaBen, and Baim Nei, they ask him the following question. It's always very dangerous when you're a rabbi. They always ask you questions on the spot. So they asked him a question on the spot. He went to Pidyon HaBen. They wanted to know, what's the halacha? So Baim Nei, they asked him, Pshita, we understand it was obvious. It was a din. It was a pasha din. Al Pidyon HaBen, Asher, Kiddushan, Ben Mitzos, Vitzvan, Al Pidyon HaBen, that bracha. Avi HaBen, Mivarach, he says that bracha. But the Baruch, Sheachayanu, Vikiman, Vigan, Elzman, Azeh, who says the Sheachayanu? Do we say the Kohen's Mivarach? Oh, Avia ben Mevarach, or do we say the father says the bracha? So before we get to the explanation further, just look at the Rashbam, why we talk Pidyon HaBen and Shechiyanu at the very end of the Masechta. So Rashbam says, you see the Rashbam is actually underneath a Hadron. That first Hadron, the Rashbam is there. It's not on the side of the page, but it's on the bottom of the page. He says, Rabbi Simai Iklai, Mishim Da'iri Masnisim Bishnei Mine Brachos Ba'adam Echad. Since the Misha was talking about two different brachas, the bracha of Pesach and the bracha of Zevach with respect to one person. Umaisa Echad Hatalizeh. Here as well, we're talking about one person saying two brachas, the bracha Pidyon HaBen and the Shechiyanu. That's what the Rashbam explains what it's doing here. The Ben Yehoyada says, no, the reason why it's here is because we look at the psukim in Parshas Bo, the very end of Parshas Bo, after the Gula, after Yetzias Mitzrayim, it has the mitzvah Pidyon HaBen. Pidyon HaBen is directly connected to the sugya of Pesachim because we were redeemed from the Bechor, Makas Bechoros, led to Pidyon HaBen, and that's what the sugya is doing at the end here. Either way, what's the answer? So the Gemara again asks the question, do we say that the Shachianu goes that the Kohen should be Mevarach? Or do we say the Avi HaBen should be Mevarach? Do we say that the Kohen should be Mevarach the Kamate Hana Liyadeh because he receives Hana? Or Avi HaBen Mevarach, or maybe the father should perform the Bracha, the Ka'avid Mitzvah. He's the one performing the Mitzvah. So those are based on the father or the Kohen. So this is a very Lamed Shashayla, by the way. What's a Lamed Shashayla? So you find two different sugis about Shachianu throughout all of Shas. One is found in Maseches Brachas, where it talks about a person who buys Kelim Chadashim, or buys Chadash, he says a Shachianu because of the Hana he receives. And there's another sugi in Maseches Erevin that talks about the Shachianu of Mizman Lezman, that comes from time to time, when Yantiv comes, when there's a new mitzvah, shaking of the lulav, sitting in the sukkah, blowing the shofar, it's about mitzvah. So Gemara is saying, is the Ikar Shachianu about the Hana one receives, like Kelim Chadashim, or is it about the mitzvah, like the sugi in Erevin? That seems to be the Lam the Shashayla that's being presented here. So the Gemara answers, Lo havi yabiyate. Revi Yisumai did not know the answer. So the Gemara says, Asa Shmuel, Asa Shabbat Medrasha. They asked the Beis Medrash, who should say the Bracha? Amrullah, they said, Avi ben Mevarach Shaim, the father should say both Brachas, both the Alpidon Ben, and he should also say the Shechianu. The Hilchas Avi ben Mevarach Shaim, and we paskin that the father should say both Brachas. So Rajba asks the question, why don't they both say Shechianu? Let the Kohen say Shechianu, and let the Avi ben say Shechianu. Both have good reasons they say Shechianu, why not? So the Rashba says, because there's a Dabar Pashat, that you don't say Shechianu when you receive, when you get Hana. The question is the Kohen also getting a mitzvah? Does the Kohen have a chelik in the mitzvah as well as the Avi ben? That seems to be the Shiloh. And from the fact that the Gemara answers that only the Avi ben says both brachas, in mashma that the Kohen does not get a bracha, he's just the recipient of the matana, but the mitzvah is all on the father. And that's in fact how the Torah writes. The Torah says the Kohen doesn't get any mitzvah at all, he simply is mesayeh b'davar, but there's no chelik in the mitzvah. That's his understanding. Other Rishonim felt that no, the Kohen gets a mitzvah. By a person being a participant, he could get a mitzvah. We have a Ran that's actually found in the second parak of Kedushim. Although the Gemara in Yevamos says that only men are chayv in mitzvah puravu, because the pasuk says, it says the pasuk that based on puravu v'chavshua, they have to conquer, create children, conquer the world. The Gemara says, darcha shel ish lichvosh v'ein darcha shel isha lichvosh. Men conquer, women don't conquer. So even though women are pater from Puravu, the Ran says in Kedushin that since women are Messiah in the mitzvah Puravu, they have some chelik in the mitzvah. So others felt that the Kohen should have a chelik in the mitzvah since they are Mimekabel, the Matana. That's the understanding. Now the Rashash is an interesting din. The Rashash says the truth is they're both chayv. Both the Avi HaBen and the Kohen are chayv in Shechianu. The question of the Gemara is, now who should be motzi the other person? The Gemara says, let the Avi HaBen be motzi the Kohen. So Avi Es isn't here. He's going to be making an opinion of Ben in a couple of weeks. He's just had a grandson tomorrow, I think, or 2 days. It's his grandson's bris. He's making an opinion of Ben. So there's a big chiddush now. According to Rashash, so when the Avi HaBen says the brach of Shechianu, he should have in mind to be moti the Kohen's chiv, and the Kohen should be in mind to be yotze, the Shechianu, with the brach of the Avi HaBen. I don't think the post can bring this down halacha lemaisa, but that's what comes out from the Rashash. So that's the end of the Masechta. So let's Hadron. Who wants to say the Hadrons? Anybody? Rick, you want to say the Hadrons? Finny? You want to say the Kaddish? Okay, fine. So, hey, Rick, you do it. You start the daf. You want me, Rick, you say the Hadron. So sorry to put you on the spot. May as well. Whatever you want. You can sit. Sing works.